Tatsmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, but my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisances unto him and to all members of Sri Parampara. So we've been studying the prayer, and I've kind of, as a kind of a format, I've referred to the nectar of devotion, in which, as most of you know, Srila Rupa Goswami, he gives the 64 different aspects of bhakti. And one of them is what Prabhupada calls submission there, which is in the Sanskrit vigyapti. Vigyapti means an entreaty, submitting. The title that Prabhupada gives that section is submission, but it means submitting an entreaty or a petition to the Lord. And the first, it's divided into three sections. The first is Sampratanatmika and Dainya Bodhika. Those are the first two, which we dealt with in part one. This is part two. And Sampratanatmika are what we commonly call prayers for, that we may offer. These are prayers offered by devotees who are not yet on the bhava platform. And that certainly includes me, and I think most of you, if I may assume. They're not appeals for a specific service in your eternal rasa. That's what the Lala Shamayi is meant to cover. Meaning that you have some idea of what your Swarup Siddhi is, and you're longing to become perfect in that, and you pray for that. Another part which we mentioned in Maharaj mentioned this morning was this Dainya Bodhika. Dainya Bodhika is this declaration, submission of one's a list or a description of one's wretched condition, disqualification, and often sometimes but not always there's a prayer involved with that. Like a song from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, have you ever seen where he says, I've spent my whole life uselessly, I studied all material things, now in my old age, I have no devotion for you at all. This is called Dainya Bodhika. Dainya means a kind of a wretched condition. And it's quite common and practically universal for our great acharyas to feel like that. Many of you may have read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and along the way you'll find Krishna's Kaviraj saying, anyone who chants my name goes to hell. He says, I'm lower than this, I'm lower than that, I really have no qualifications. And this you'll find again and again. And even Radharani, Srimad Radharani, in the famous prayer from by Madhavendra Puri, there's this wonderful verse when Lord Chaitanya is on the way to Puri after taking sannyas. And they come to Ramuna, I think it is, and then he tells the story of Sakshi Gopal and all of Madhavendra Puri's pastimes. Of course, he's his grand guru. Ishwar Puri took the role of his spiritual master in it. And then in the course of describing these pastimes of Madhavendra Puri, he comes to Madhavendra Puri's famous verse. I remember working on this chapter back in 1975 as a proofreader editor, and I started reading, and this verse is the greatest of all rasa poems. If you just chant it again and again, it's like rubbing this jewel, and it becomes shinier and shinier. I said, well, what's the verse? You know, I'm just 2 years in the movement, I'm not like some but and he gives the verse, and he says, this is the fountainhead of all this love and separation mood that Lord Chaitanya manifests. Madhavendra Puri was a disciple in the line of Madhvacharya. Now, Madhva's line, generally they worship Lakshmi Narayan, you know, and it's fine, it's coming down from Brahma. We call the Brahman Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. We're part of that Sampradaya. But Madhavendra Puri introduced this love and separation of Radha from Krishna into the Madhva Sampradaya. And that's what Lord Chaitanya took. And it's almost kind of a main offshoot, or it's become the main line of it. And we're part of that. So anyway, so this, in this verse, which is uttered by Srimati Radharani in separation from Krishna, she's in Vrindavan, he's in Mathura. He's left Vrindavan, you know. And that's what this verse is about. He's uttering it on his disappearance bed. Ishwarpuri is there taking care of him, you know, and this is the verse that's been recorded that he was again and again chanting this verse, the ideal of his whole mood in separation from Krishna. So I said, what's the verse? What's the verse? And then he gave the verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I immediately memorized. Aidi na dayada na tehe matara na pakadava lokise vidhyantra da loka kata dam dayata brahmati king karomyaham. Notice that the second word is dina. So what he's saying there is that, oh my lord, she's saying, Madhavendra Puri in that mood from Radharani, oh you who are, whose heart is melting, the word ardra means to melt, is moist. Your heart is melting for those who are most wretched. Dina dayardanata hey, she's addressing him. Matadanata, that defines it. He's in Mathura, she's in Vrindavan, oh lord of Mathura. Kadava lokise, when shall I see you again? Aidina dayardanata hey, matadanata kadava lokise, vidhyam tvadaloka katadam. Because of my not seeing you, my heart is breaking. Vidyam Tolokatam Dayata Brahmati King Karomyaham. Oh my beloved, Dayata, my heart is breaking, I'm in great confusion. What shall I do now? It's a very simple, this calling out in desperation prayer from Srimati Radharani in this mood of Dina, I'm wretched, I'm neglected. What can I do? Now this mood, We mentioned this earlier in the first presentation, pervades the prayers of all of our, you know, great acharyas. This mood of Dainya. So Lala Samayi is like a further advance of that. This is when the devotees are praying for a specific service in relation to Krishna. Now you think, well, where do we come in? In Lala Shamayi. You know, we're still struggling to come up to the platform of Nishta and Anartan Vritti and come to the Ruchi platform. This is really for those who are in the Bhava platform. But it's wonderful that in spite of that, Srila Prabhupada has given us the Tulsi prayer, the Tulsi song every morning. When you think about it, this is a Lala Shamayi song. And even that word Dina is there, Dina Krishna Dase Koi, at the last verse, if you study it. This very fallen and lowly servant of Krishna prays, may I always swim in the love of Sri Sri Radha and Govinda. So what I'd like to do now is simply, if you will, we're going to sing this Tulsi prayer, and then we're going to kind of go through it and really enter into it. And how Prabhupada is giving us this highest thing, just like he gave us the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I mean, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the crest jewel of all of the Gaudiya Vaishnava writings. And there we are. I remember, again, my little, you know, editing activities, but I was part of the team that worked on this Chaitanya Charitamrita, bring it out in 1975. And, my duty was to edit four chapters in the Anchal Leela. Now, anyone who knows Chaitanya Charitamrita, it starts out at a very high platform and goes into stratosphere. When you get to the Anchal Leela, there's an insight into Lord Chaitanya's deepest heart, and he's quoting him. And there I am editing these chapter 13, 14, and 15 of the Anchal Leela. I said, boy, this is kind of over my head here. You know, I'm just 2 years in the movement. but Prabhupada is giving us that. And what's really amazing, after the book was published, 17 volumes, right? Prabhupada insisted you print 20,000 sets. That was a big commitment, 20,000 sets. And you take them out in the airport and you hand them out to people in jail. I said, okay, there we go, you know, you're getting the Anchal Leela. So the idea is that even though this Lala Shami is a very high platform, we can still appreciate it and enter into it, even though we may not be qualified to fully understand it. So with that as a preface, I'd like to... We can sing this as we all do, and maybe we can. Whoops! I didn't want to do that. Escape. Any other button? Okay, this is what I want to do. So this, I like to read this verse. Prabhupada is defining this lalasamayi stage. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada describes lalasamayi as desiring some perfectional stage. This desiring, in Prabhupada's words, this desiring some perfectional stage in spiritual life is not sense gratification. When one realizes something of his constitutional relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he understands his original position and wants to be reinstated in his best position, either as friend, servant, parent, or conjugal lover of Krishna. That is called lalasa mayi, or very eagerly desiring to go to one's natural position. This lalasa mayi stage of submission comes in the stage of perfect liberation, which is technically called swarup siddhi, when the living entity understands by perfect spiritual advancement and revelation his original relationship with the Lord. So Prabhupada is more or less taking this right from the commentary of the Bhakti Samrita Sindhu, which we have now. And yet, as I mentioned in the next slide, despite lalasa mayi being intended for devotees in the perfect stage of liberation, Srila Prabhupada gave us several songs in that lalasa mayi mood, most notably the Tulsi Arati song and Gauranga Bolite Habe. The Gauranga Bolite Habe is titled Lalasa Mayi Prarthana. That's the title of the song. So we'll sing that one also. But now I'd like to just, do we have a drummer and a kartal player? This is, just as a sidelight, I want to mention that it's so important if for those of us who regularly attend the morning program or maybe have a program at home, similar, that we really study the meanings of all the words. If you sing the Gurvashtaka, the eight prayers to the spiritual master, to really get into the meaning of it. We have it, you know, every day with a songbook. It'll give you the word-for-word meanings. This is one of the things I did when I was able to reprint the songbook and put in word-by-word meanings for every single song. Even the pranam mantras, you know, Namah Om Vishnu Padaya, you'll see word for words. When we sing the guru song, Shri Guru Chadana Padma Kevala Bhakat, Bandhami Savadana Mate, the Savadana is an important concept. It means with full attention. It doesn't really mean with respect and love, which we do anyway, but that word Savadana. Now I'll just illustrate, just to give a couple of minutes here. What is the word namaha mean? We chant it so many times. You offer prayers to Prabhupada, to each other, and we kind of take it again. Namaste, namaste, namaste. There's a book that my old friend Gopi Puranadana Prabhu translated, for Krishna Lila Stava. You may have heard of this book. It's a beautiful book by Sanatana Goswami in Sanskrit. It's got like 400 verses in it. And it goes through and summarizes Krishna's Vrindavan Lila, very closely following the 10th canto for the Vrindavan Lila. And interspersed, he has obeisances after like each main pastime, Namo Namaha, like that. So you're remembering the Leela and you're offering obeisances as you read this. It's very sweet. So at the beginning of this book, Gopi Puranadana Prabhu gives a little commentary, quoting from, I think, Padma Purana, about the inner meaning of what Namaha means, you know, which we kind of take for granted. I know what it means. So it's become almost a cliche. You get on Indian Airlines and the stewardesses say, Namaste, 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 right? But they're not really surrendering to you, right? It's just like, hello, how are you? You know, nice to see you. So that's one level of namaste, namaha. Then there's bowing down, as we often do, not dandavats, but just bowing down normally. And that's another level, more serious. But the dandavats, you know, which I know women don't do, but they can be in the spirit, is really what namaha is all about. And what the acharyas say, what it says in this Padma Purana, I believe, is that na-ma, think of it, two syllables, meaning this body is not mine anymore, it's yours. You bow down to the deities, you bow down to the guru. It's a heavy thing when you think of that kind of obeisances. That's why dandabhats are so serious business. But that mood, in other words, understanding that when you offer obeisances changes the whole dynamic. It's not just what you only do to offer respect, but you're really recommitting yourself to what we're trying to do, which is to dedicate ourselves, body, mind, and words, as we heard in the prayers of Brahma, to the superior person, Krishna, the guru, the others, so that we really enter into the mood of bhakti. So this is just one instance where understanding what you're doing, really savadana with full attention, changes the whole experience. So what I'm getting at is that when we sing the Tulsi prayer or any of these prayers, I mean, some of you may be native Bengalis, some of you may have studied Sanskrit, but I know I didn't, and the vast majority may not even know. Don't let the words just fly by, this, you know, in a flood of Sanskrit or Bengali. Take the trouble to look into the song book or the whatever books it may be, and study the word for word. So when we hear samsara dava navalida loka tranaya, if you're being Mangalartik, you feel a heat from the samsara fire. And you feel, oh, the soothing rain of mercy pouring down from the cloud of the spiritual master. This is the experience we should have. And therefore the first emotion of the day, if you're Mangalartik, is gratitude. Gratitude is such an essential emotion for, you know, offering prayers and doing everything we do. I've thought of this gratitude, you know, emotion. Think about it. In any positive exchange, a loving exchange, there's gratitude mixed in, isn't it? Gratitude is not that far from love. You're appreciating the person, what they're giving you, and you're giving back and like that, you see. So it's not a very far-fetched to really be thankful to Srila Prabhupada, to Lord Chaitanya, to Krishna, the whole parampara, when we appreciate, when we experience the benefit of devotional service. So I'm just encouraging this Tulsi prayer as we sing it. We can maybe go over the words, but we'll sing it in a, let's see. Ready? Okay. Namo namaha tulasi krishna preyasi namo namaha tulasi radha krishna seva pabo e abhilashi Jeto mara sharanaloy dharavancha purna hoy kripa kori koro tare vrindavana vasi morahe abhilash Vilas kunje diyo vas. Nayana erimbo sanda yugala rupa rashi. Yane erimbo sanda. Ene vedana dara sakiranu gata koro. Sevahari karam diye koro nijadasi. Dina krishna dase koi, he jena mora hoi. Shri Radha Govinda Preme Sadayena Bhashi Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you. So let's go back and study each verse. Thank you for that. That was full enthusiasm. That's what we need. Okay. Okay. Now, just to recall, some of you may have been here a few years ago, I forget, was it 2014, when we did the thing on Vandanam? Vandanam. So, this was another retreat, and there's kind of some overlap here, because Vandanam includes prayer, In fact, I thought about it. Vandanam, oh wait a minute, Vandanam means bowing down, right? Vandeham Sri Guru. How does it also mean prayer? And so I studied some of the prayers, Tulsi prayers Kunti's prayers, and often the prayer includes this bowing down. This begins with Namo Namaha. Now, how does that work? Because prayer is kind of a supplication from someone who needs something who is inferior to the superior source, whether it's the Guru or Krishna. You're praying for something. And so the natural state is to be in that humble position, to start out with that. So it begins this way. And twice, namo namo, and then namo namo. So there's plenty of prayers, there's plenty of obeisances going on here. And what does the author say here? I bow before you again and again. My desire is to obtain the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So right away, there's a statement of the aspiration, you see? But also, Krishna prayasi. So the three aspects of Vandanam that we came up with is that there is the offering of obeisances, there's a glorification, and there's also an actual prayer, a request. And we find that throughout the Bhagavatam. You'll see in Kunti's prayers, the first word is namo, namasye purusham dvajam. And the last word is namaha also. Sri Krishna, Krishna Sakavrishya. If you study that last verse, the last word of it is namaha. So, and also she's glorifying Krishna like anything. She's remembering how he saved them in so many ways, right? And then there's the request. Please let my mind be always fixed in you, and let my love be flow to you. And please cut off my attraction for my family. So here, the same thing is here. The author praises Tulsi as very dear to Krishna, which is the highest benediction you can have. And then immediately states the desire. And then again, whoever takes shelter of you has his wishes fulfilled. That's praising. And also setting up more requests, right? Bestowing your mercy on him, you make him a resident of Vrindavan. So then stating again, my desire is that you will also give me a residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Now this is obviously a prayer from someone who's aspiring to and has some understanding of their Sarup Siddhi. It's stated there in later. But this is a prayer that we're meant to say every day. So clearly it's an aspirational thing. Is that we want to come to this point where we can sing this from the bottom of our heart and really feel like this. Now it's interesting that at the end, Jnani Kani Chapapani, right? Now this is kind of a different mood. This is oh, wonderful, let me go around Tulsi so I'll get free of all my sinful reactions. You see? So this is kind of at a different level. This isn't on the Lala Shamayi level. That's more on the, you know, Sampratanataka, you know, I'll pray. There's kind of a mix there. So, I desire, please give me a residence in the pleasure groves in Vrindavan Dham. Thus within my vision I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This is another aspiration here. I beg you to make me a follower of the cow damsel of the Braj. So this is now going to the highest level of like Manjari Bhava. This is make me your own maidservant. That's exactly what it is. Because Tulsi is none other than Vrinda Devi. Is an intimate gopi who's, you know, overseeing the Leela and his part, you know, and his Vrinda's forest. So, Niveda, this Adhikar, the Seva Adhikar. The advanced devotees, they aspire to get the qualification to perform a specific service. And you read, you know, the literature, and you get trained up by the other gopis to perform a certain service and everything. It's a very high aspiration. But here it is. Every morning we're meant to sing it. So please give me the privilege to vote, make me your own maidservant. So this very fallen and lowly, there's the Dainya Bodhika, Dina Krishnadasakoi, Sri Radhagobinda Premi Sadayena Basi. Let me always float in that ocean of love of Radha and Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada gave it to us. We're meant to enter into it as far as we can. And the best thing to do, I would recommend, is go to the songbook, or maybe you can find it online, and study the word-by-word meaning. So when the song is, we sing the song, The meaning is actually coming to you as you sing it, and it adds to the experience. So this is our first example of this Lala Samayi, which Srila Prabhupada gave us, where we can enter into. And then the next one is the Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulika Sharia song by Narottam Das Thakur. Obviously Lala Samayi, it's titled Lala Samayi right there. And it is aspirational, you see. And Srila Prabhupada gave a wonderful commentary on this. So I'm gonna read this little explanation Srila Prabhupada gave, and then we can sing this one. I'm not as secure in the melody here. Gauranga Bolite Habe. Maybe you can sing it and I can, but we'll do it. So Prabhupada explains this song. This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Narottam Das has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. The songs are in simple Bengali language, but the purport is very significant. In this song he says, Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Sharira. One has attained the perfection of chanting when as soon as he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated the Sankirtan movement, at once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottam Das is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us when there will be shivering in the body as soon as we chant Gauranga's name? And after shivering, Hari Hari Bolate Nayana Bani Nira. While chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Then he says, Ar Kabe Nitai Chander Karuna Haribe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. As a little sidelight, I remember back in the 70s, this understanding which had comes out in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about you have to approach Lord Chaitanya through Nityananda, and if you get Lord Chaitanya's mercy, you can understand Radha Krishna. But first you have to understand, you know, get through Nityananda. So there was a whole, I don't want to say cult, but there was a whole super emphasis on Nityananda in the St. Louis Temple. They would chant Nityananda's name again and again and again and again, and you know, chant it. But there was, you know, it's healthy. Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy, what is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das says that the symptom of one who has actually received the mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. So you remember we went over the prayers of Prahlad? Two of his prayers deal with that. If you really want to show mercy on me, Lord Nrisimhadev, I don't want anything material. You just please let not any material desire grow in my heart. And then that other one, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jaste Jase. This is a prayer in the fifth canto of Prahlad, where he says, with your thunderbolt-like nails and teeth, please rip apart whatever material desires I have in my heart. Om Kshaum. You remember that syllable? Kshaum. So this is what he's praying for. We can pray like that also. You know? We can visualize Lord Nrisimhadev coming and just taking apart any material desires. It works. So Narottam Das says that the symptom of one is that he has no material desire. Then Arg Habe Nitai Chandra Kodona Haribe. Samsara basana namora kabe tuccha habe. Samsara basana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in a spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Then Narottam says, Rupa Raghunatha Pade. Do we have it? Okay, let me go on. Okay. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kobe Hama Bujaba Se Yugala Pariti. Okay. First Akuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service, he has written a book called the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, because Prabhupada has given us the nectar of devotion. These topics are also dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given the summary in TLC. One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this Yugala Puriti under the directions of the Goswamis. Before I forget, I'd like to recommend a book that's now available, Manak Shiksha by Raghunath Das Goswami. It's prepared with great effort and care by Urmila Dasi, and she's got the commentary of, was it Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I think, in there? And also, she's got commentary by Shivaram Swami, and I think Satchanandan Swami, and Jayadwaita Maharaj. And it gives the translation and the word by words and everything there. And this Manak Shiksha really takes us from where we're at and moves us forward. And it's not exactly a prayer, it's more or less an instruction to the mind. You know, it's an instruction to the mind, because everything depends on us, our state of mind, as we practice devotional service. So you can get that, it's available in a Kindle edition and different ways. So, as long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one can't enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan. But Narottam Das says, Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habiman kabe hama kherobo shi Vrindavan dan. When the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. And he says, what is it? Kabe, when shall I? It's a question. So he's longing. He's longing for it. So let's try singing this one. As I say, I'm not so secure. I think that's the basic tune, right? Gauranga bolite habe, de-te-te-te-te. Oh, we can do it that way? Yeah. All right. All right, let's try it. Gauranga... How's it go? Say again. Okay. Can we do it, Niski? All right. We're going to sing together. All right, start it up.
Alite habe gulaka sharira ahari hari bolite nayane babe nira goranga bolite habe Gulaka Sharira Hari Hari. Akabe Nitai Chichande Garuna Hoibe Sansara basana mora kambe tuchahabe harakar nita karuna hai mele sansara basana mora come to Shahana. Acharya kambe shuddha habe mama kambe hama hera boshi shishvindabana Vishaya kambe dakambe mana kambe hamahera mo jivinda mana Bharagunatha pande Hoy be akuti kambe ham burjambo se jugala periti. Ragunata pande rahumora asha pratana korohe sadha naro tamadasa ruparaya.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. That was beautiful. So this, one thing I was thinking of is how, you know, we come to Krishna consciousness, I mean, every day we come to Krishna consciousness, try to come to Krishna consciousness. And the mind is, you never know, you know, what, you may have gone through some traumatic thing happened, you couldn't get up early, your mind... So you're in a different state of mind. We're not at that completely steady nishtha platform, which is a very important point to try to get to. So, but we have all of this facility, these songs that have been given to us, and Srila Prabhupada sang them, they recorded. If you really want to get into it, anyone can do that. What to speak of the books, and we have, of course, the mantra, which we have to take shelter of. So what we've been given is a great different facilities by which we can associate with Krishna and his great devotees through these means, and most of them have to do with sound vibration, obviously, that's the most important, but not exclusively. And so that whatever state we're in, it's just the mind, you know, whatever state the mind is in, if we can bring ourselves to, for instance, though I was never able to get into it, you know, learn the harmonium and everything, but I love these songs, and to just sing the song, study the, especially in association, of course, then we find that the mind is relieved. That we become Krishna conscious by that association, by that exposure. And depending, again, the same theme on our receptivity and our focus, our ability to focus. It's not that we're coming in the state of pure devotion, but we're being purified by that exposure. And prayer is so important because it articulates a bona fide desire. The key thing is, as Maharaj was saying, everyone's praying. Even the atheists are praying. They may not know what they're praying to, but they're still praying. And there's this thing, you know, there's no atheists in the foxhole. You know what that means? It's like someone may be an atheist, but when death is threatening them, they're praying to God, please save me. If you're up there, please save me, you know. Right? No atheists in the foxhole. But devotees, we're trained what to pray for, what to aspire for. And I was discussing with Maharaj, he called me, and because tonight we have a little session on the Sunday feast, you know, together. And it's a mix of people. Here, you know, we have people who are more serious devotees. There we have all kinds of people who come, you know, but it's a little different. So Krishna is very understanding. He says, whatever you want, you know, as Chaturvadhava Jante Mamjana Sukhata Narjana, right in the fourth chapter. Okay, you're in distress, fine. Come to me and pray. You want some money, you need something material, you know, fine. Come to me. You know, there's four, if you're pious, you have to be positive. There has to be some faith, there has to be some clarity of heart, whatever, and you come to me. Because in that mood of coming to Krishna, you're supplicating for something material. Perfect example is Dhruva Maharaj. Right? Motives are so much mixed because we're conditioned souls, but at least we're ardently praying to Krishna. That ardent praying and focus on Krishna will purify the desire, just as it did for Dhruva Maharaj. So if we can come and sing this song, and once again, I encourage you, study the word by words so that the meaning is coming out as you're singing, then you find that your desire is being purified. And you may also think, yes, this would be wonderful if I can get the love for Radha and Krishna and get Lord Nityananda's mercy. By the way, as a sidelight, I just wanted to share with you one thing. You know, there's over the years, some of you may be familiar with some of these recordings I made. So my old friend Kushukrata, he translated so many things. The one thing he translated was the Nityananashtaka. Have you ever, because Nityananda came up here. There's 8 verses written by Vrindavanas Thakur about Lord Nityananda. And one of the verses describes this scene. There's so many temples right here. You have Lord Nityananda dancing, right? There's a verse describing that. It says, Subhidranam bratak kadasadasajam ko malatadam mito vaktra loko chatata padamananda vidyam brahmantam madhuryaya ahamadayantam. There's a word in Sanskrit called ahaha. Believe it or not, that's a word in a dictionary, ahaha. It means great wonder and appreciation and nectar. So it says, Subhibranam brataka kadasadasajam ko malatadam mito vaktra loko chatata padamananda vidyam brahmantam madhuryaya ahamadayantam pudajanan bhaje nityanandam bhajanata dukandam nidavadi. Unfortunately, I wrote a poem, but I don't have this verse memorized. But the last line, which is the refrain, bhaje nityanandam, O friends entrapped in Kali's clutches, yearning to break free, just worship Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Now, why is he the root? Because he's the original guru. He's actually Balaram. You see? That's why he said, you have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda to let to Lord Chaitanya. You have to get the mercy of the guru to get to Krishna. You see? So what this verse says is that Nityananda, Lord Nityananda took the beautiful, soft lotus hand of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his own hand. And then they looked at each other's faces and they both went into ecstasy. And then they stood up and they started dancing throughout Bengal, throughout Navadvip, and chanting Hare Krishna. And all the people who saw them, they would glance at them and they would fill them with ecstasy like that. This is just the description. So this is one of 8 verses. I can share it with you if you want. I have it in my poetry file. It's a wonderful prayer. And Nityananda is the spiritual master of Vrindavanas Thakur, who wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavan. So I just thought I would share that with you. So this is a prayer. Nityananda is here. It is mentioned. Proverbs says that the symptom of one who's gotten the mercy is they're free of material desire. But you're not free of desire. You have ardent desire to serve Radha and Krishna and to serve Lord Nityananda, and serve Lord Chaitanya. So now, the next thing I'd like to do, we have a couple of more examples of this Lala Shamayi that I've excavated. And we kind of... okay, for this I think we're going to need to turn down one bank of lights. Can we turn this one's off? Somehow the contrast isn't there that we have in the others. So this is our Srimati Radharani in New Govardhan. that one especially. Okay, I think we'll be able to see. Unless you want to pull the curtains on it. No, we can't do that. This is actually available in the Veda base. There was a songbook that was put together by Dasharat Sutta Prabhu, which has this Kunkamakta Kanchanab. Is anyone familiar with that? Bhakti Chirusvami recorded it very nice. So that's what this is. And this is the song of the Shuka and the Shari, the Shuka, male and female parrot, from the Govinda Lilamrita. And I included the Sanskrit because it's such a delightful little beat. You know, and it's not difficult. And so you can sing along. And if you can't do all the Sanskrit, at least do the last line, because they're all the same. And the same thing, and I put it into English poem. So this is a little attempt to share some of this. And it's exactly what Lala Shami is all about. The last line is, may Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. You don't get that. Okay. Simplest little beat.
Kunkamakta kanchanam jagavahari goramba pitanansitam jagandhi kirti nindi soramba ballavesha suna sabavansitata sarika mayamatma parapadma dasya dasturarika.
Everyone try.
Yamatma para padma dasya dasturarika. Her gold complexion steals the pride of gold and lotus tinged with red. Her fragrance mocks the scent of lotus bloom with saffron powder spread. Her skill in satisfying Sri Hari is perfect and complete. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet.
Everyone.
May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Kauravinda Kanti Nindi Chitrapatta Shatika Krishna Matta Bringa Keli Pulla Pushpa Vatika Krishna Nitya Sangha Mata Padma Bandha Radhika Maya Matma Para Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika Maya Matma Para Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika. Her wondrous silken garments shameless splendor rubies can display. She is the blooming garden where the bee of Krishna loves to play. Worship Surya every day, so she and Madhava can meet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Saukamaya Srishta Pallavali Kirti Nindraha Chandra Chandanotpalindu Savya Shita Vigraha Swabhimarsham Vallavisha Kama Tapa Bharika Mayamatma Parapadma Dasya Dasturadika Mayamatma Parapadma Dasya Dasturadika. Eclipsed by Radha's tenderness, the fame of budding blossoms dims. The moon, the lotus, sandal paste, and camphor serve her cooling limbs. When Krishna burns with love's desires, her soothing touch dispels the heat. May Radhika bestow on me the service of lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vishwa Vandya Yovita Vivandita Peyarama Rupanavya Yovanadi Sampadane Yatsama Shila Hada Lilaya Chasaya Tosti Narika Maya Matma Parapanma Dasa Dasturadika Maya Matma Parapanma Dasa Dasturadika. The youthful goddess is adored by all, adore the goddess Shri. She lacks Shri Radha's beauty, youth, and every other quality. So when it comes to lovers' sports with Radha, no one can compete. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rasya Lasya Gita Nama Satkalali Pandita Prema Ramya Rupa Vesha Sadgunali Mandita Vishwanamyam Gopayosha Ravitopayarika Mayam Atma Parapanma Dasya Dasturadi Mayam Atma Parapanma Dasya Dasturadika. Within the rasa dance, her joking and her singing are the best. She shines with countless traits divine and love and gorge and form and dress. Among the famous gopis of Vrindavan, she's supremely sweet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anityanamya Rupa Keli Krishna Bhava Sampada Krishna Raga Bandha Gopayo Viteshu Kampada Krishna Rupa Vesha Keli Lagna Satsamarika Maya Matma Pada Padma Dasya Dasturadika Maya Matma Pada Padma Dasya. Eternal pastime, beauty, youth, and love for Krishna make her rich. The loving gopis tremble just to see that love at highest pitch. Her meditation on Sri Krishna's form and pastimes is complete. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Asveda Kampa Kanta Kashu Ganga Dari Sanchita Marsha Harsha Vamatari Bhava Bhushananchita Krishna Netra Toshi Ratna Mandalali Badika Maya Matma Pada Padma Dasa Dastu Radhika Maya Matma Pada Padma. Perspiring, trembling, hairs on end, and crying, faltering of the voice, impatience, joy, and God, these signs of rapture make her friends rejoice. For Krishna's eyes, these many gem-like ecstasies provide a treat. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ayachanara Krishna Vipra Yoga Santa Torita Neka Dainya Chapalari Bhava Vrinda Morita Yatna Lamba Krishna Sangha Nigita Kilarika Mayam Atma Pada Padma Dasya Dasturani Mayam Atma Pada Padma. Apart from Krishna for a moment, Radha feels anxiety and restlessness and other moods, the highest kind of ecstasy. But when she meets him with some effort, all her sufferings retreat. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Mom, Mom, Mom. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ashtakena Yastvanena Nauti Krishna Vallabham Darshane Pishalajari Yoshadali Durlabham Krishna Sangha Nanditatma Dasya Sidhu Bhajanam Tamkaroti Nandita Sanchayasu Sadhanam Tamkaroti Nanditali Sanchayasu Sadhanam. Exalted goddesses like Parvati can hardly ever see Shri Krishna's lover Radhika, but if a humble devotee recites these verses and Shri Radha, who enjoys what she had, he will pour the nectar of her service down on him eternally. Will pour the nectar of her service down on him eternally. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Bom Bom Bom. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Gopinanande, Hare Hare Bol.
Now, we're going to be in real trouble with Radharani if we don't do the one of Krishna, so... So what do you think? So I can send it to you. You just give me an email. You can. All right. So we should do the one to Krishna too. Hare Bol. That wasn't too hard, right? Simple. All right. Here you go.
Ambu danja nenda neeli nindi kandi dambara kunkamoja raka vinjud angshu divyat ambara shimaranga chati tendu pita nakta chandana swangvi dasya dostu me sabala vendra nandana swangvi dasya dostu me sabala vendra. His dark complexion mocks mascara, sapphires and the blackish cloud. His garments shine like reddish rising sun with lightning bolts endowed. With sandal paste enhanced with camphor are his handsome limbs replete. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Aganda Tanda Vati Pandi Tanda Jeshu Kundalash Chandra Padma Chandra Gava Kanda Nasya Mandala Balla Vishu Vaditatma Guna Bhava Bandana Swangui Dasya Dostu Mesa Balla Vendra Nandana Swangui Dasya Dostu Mesa Balla Vendra. Upon his cheeks his shark-shaped earrings dance with quintessential grace, the pride of countless moons and lotus blooms is shattered by his face. The gopis bind his heart with hidden love that's perfect and complete. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Anitya Navya Rupa Vesa Hara Keli Chastita Keli Nama Shamadahi Mitra Vrinda Vestita Sviya Keli Kana Nangshu Nirjitendra Nandana Swangvi Dasi Dostu Mesa Bella Vendra Nandana Swangvi Dasi Dostu Mesa. His loving pastimes, youthful form and gorgeous dress are always new. His coward friends delight him with their playful tricks and joking too. His splendid pleasure grows, make Indra's Nandana accept defeat. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aprema hema manditatma bandhuta vinandita Shauni lagna bhala loka pala pali vandita Nitya kala srishta vipra gora vali vandana Swangvidasya dostume sambhala vendanandana Swangvidasya dostume Their hearts aglow with gold and prem, his friends and kin expand his joy. The universal rulers bow their heads before that cowherd boy. He daily honors learned, truthful Brahmins, free of all conceit. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Alili Endra Kali Yoshna Kamsa Vatsa Gatakas Tattaratma keli vrishti pushta bhakta chataka Virya shila lili atma gosha vasi nandana Swangvidasya dostume sabala vendra nandana Swangvidasya dostume King Indra's wrath and Kali's and Kamsa's life and Vatsa's too. He crushed with ease this raining down heroic pastimes ever new. Lake Chataka's his devotees are nourished by that torrent sweet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Mo Mo Mo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Kunja Rasa Keli Sidhu Radhikari Toshanas Tattaratma keli nama tattarali poshana Prema shila keli kirti vishwa chitta nandana Swangvidasya dostume balavindra nandana Swangvidasya dostume His rasa dance and sylvan grows delights Sri Radha and her friends who drink the nectar of his clever joking play which never ends the glory of his loving sports fills all the worlds with joy complete may Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet may Nanda's son bestow on me the service Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rasa Keli Darshi Dhatma Shudha Bhakti Satpatha Sviya Chitta Rupa Vesha Manmatali Manmatha Gopikasu Netra Kona Bhava Vrinda Gandhana Swangri Dasi Dostu Mesa Balla Vindra Nandana Swangri Dasi Dostu Mesa. His rasa dance displays intense devotion of the purest kind. His charming, wondrous form and dress and chant enchanting Cupid's mind. His glances at the gopis hint at ecstasy supremely sweet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pushpa Chahi Radhika Vimarsha Lambita Shita Prema Vamya Ramya Radhika Sadrishti Harshita Radhikora Siya Lepa Esha Hari Chandana Swangri Dasi Dostu Mesam Ballabhendra Nandana Swangri Dasi Dostu Mesam. As Radha gathered flowers, Krishna touched her, then he felt desire and jubilation as he saw her face adorned with loving ire. Hari becomes the sandal paste on Radha's heart whenever they meet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Bom 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 Bom, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ashtakena Yasvanena Radhika Suvallabham Sangstaviti Darshanepi Sindhu Jari Durlabham Tangyunakti Tushta Chit Esha Gosha Kanane Radhikanga Sangha Nanditatma Pada Sevane Radhikanga Sangha Nanditatma Pada Sevane. Exalted goddesses like Lakshmi Devi rarely ever see. She Radha's lover Madhava, but if a humble devotee recites these verses, then she Radhika's enjoyer Sri Hari will pour the nectar of his service down on him eternally. Will pour the nectar of his service down on him eternally. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gopinanda, Hare Hare.
So, whoops. That is the last of the offerings I have for today. If there's any questions, comments, discussion, I can try to entertain them. Otherwise, we can have a massive kirtan. What time is it? 11:16. We're supposed to go to 11:30, I think. Any comments or questions? Do you think I went over the top with this, or was it cool? All right. A couple of more poems. One thing I wanted to mention about the Padyavali. Padyavali is a wonderful book. It's a Rupa Goswami's favorite verses. I think I mentioned this before. And there's a whole lot of prayers in there that we can share. And one of the ones, because this evening I think we have another little thing, I wanted to do some of the prayers in Padyavali. And many of these prayers, they're not, you know, they're not Lala Shamayi. Like one of the ones I was thinking that you could memorize. This is the I think, if you memorize them, you really take them in and they become one. And this one is like super easy to memorize, even though it's long, but it's mostly names of Krishna. Krishna Rama Mukunda Vamana Vasudeva Jagadguru. Right there, if you analyze it, you probably understand what it means. Krishna Rama Mukunda Vamana Vasudeva Jagadguru. The guru of all the universe. You got the first line down already, right? Krishna Rama Mukunda Vamana Vasudeva Jagadguru. Matsya Kachapa Narasingha Varaha Raghava Pahimam. That's the prayer for protection there, right? And then it gets a little complicated. Deva Dana Vanada Dadi Munindra Vandya Dayana De. I'll explain it. Deva Kisuta Dehi Metava Pada Bhakta Machanchalam. So at the end of the last line, it says, Devaki Sutta, O son of Devaki, please give to me unflinching devotion to your lotus feet. Anyone can pray like this. So it's a delightful meter. It's simple. But it's part of the Padyavali. And I thought I would pull out a few of those verses, tonight, in the afternoon session and share those with you. But this is another aspect which sometimes think, oh no, I do enough of that in school, you know, and I forget memorizing. But really, if you take the trouble, you know, beginning with the simple verses, we all memorized, you know, Hare Krishna. At one point we memorized that one. And, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, right? We took the trouble. If you actually push the mind to do that, after a while, realize how enlivening it is. And you can call upon these verses anytime. For instance, I'm very fortunate. I live near a temple, Radha Krishna temple. Practically my whole career, I've lived in or near Radha Krishna temple. So I've developed certain prayers during the greeting, you know. You can offer prayers. I mean, to yourself, you don't want to try to, drown out the Govinda prayers. But like, for instance, for, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Some of you may know this, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandao Sahoditao Goldodihe Pushpavanto Chitrao Shandao Tamonadao. This is the third verse in the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. I offer my obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who have arisen just like the sun and the moon simultaneously over the horizon of Gaura, and they are giving benediction to all. This is the, and also a beautiful verse from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is the beginning of two chapters begin it. Ajahn Alambhita Bajo Kandakabhadato. Is anyone familiar with this verse at all? Yeah. You must be Bengali. Ajahn Alambhita Bajo. It's describing exactly, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, their hands reach down to their knees, they have beautiful golden complexions, beautiful lotus eyes. They are the maintainers of the Sankirtan movement, the founders of the Sankirtan movement. It's a beautiful verse describing them. So what I'm getting at is that if you find verses like this, and I can share so many with you, and I can record them, there are many recorded already, you can find out. You take the trouble to memorize them, then when, it helps the mind, you know, the mind may be going off into outer space, and you just chant a verse. You know, Gita verses. So many beautiful Gita verses, you can, you know, begin with those. But our acharyas, many of them have written in Sanskrit, many in Bengali, but they're giving us these treasures that are always available. Many of the verses I memorized, you know, back in the 70s, I remember walking up and down Watseka Avenue, memorizing, you know, this verse, Yamalajanabandanamashatabandanamahigandanaganalasabadam. This is called the Tribhangi Chandastava. It's all about Krishna. It's the solid Krishna. You broke the two Yamalajan trees. You love to delight your pure devotees. You crushed the pride of the Kaliya snake with your prancing dance in the Yamuna lake. You're the coward's prince in the life and soul. To serve you with love is their only goal. In the caves you meet the gopis fair and enjoy sweet loving pastimes there. Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. You know? you don't have to take the trouble to put it into the rap. I've already done that. I give it to you. You can, as you, what does it say? The coos of the cuckoos never can defeat the mellifluous sound of your voice so sweet. This is a line in Rupa Goswami. Rupa rap. I call it Rupa rap. The original Rupa. You know? And then there's the Viradavali, which is like over the top. The book begins with, you know, the usual Mangalacharan. And then he says, anyone who reads this book automatically pleases Krishna. That's at the beginning. And at the end, the same benediction is there. And it's got the same thing, this wonderful, you know, Sanskrit. I memorized one of these. Viradavali is a certain form of a Sanskrit poetry. Viruda is a very emotional calling out to the Lord. And Avali simply means a series. So it's a series of callings out, just like Hare Krishna. We're calling out. There's no grammar there except, you know, O Krishna. You know, it's a form of the grammar that's vocative. Vocative, right? So this whole thing is vocative. And one of the ones I'll just give you, I don't have a poem for it, but it goes on like that. And each one of those lines is a big adjective of Krishna. Or you have the little Gulabjaman verse, like, Amba benihita chumba malapata bimba da namaka bimba like a jayadeva. So, Amba is the mother, is Mother Yashoda. Vinahita means she's performing. Ambavan hita chumba malatada. She's kissing Krishna. She's kissing his cheek. She's kissing his lip. Ambavan hita chumba malatada. Very pristine face, you know, and the lips and everything. And it's just a meditation. So what I'm getting at is that these are all gifts that have been given by our acharyas. You know, great, Rupa Goswami. Oh God. Jiva Goswami. I discovered his songs in the Gopal Champu. Gopal Champu is like, you know, it's like a novel. Like, you know, you realize that the 10th canto is like a summary. You know, you don't have all of the details in it. You mean you get the pastimes, but Jiva Goswami has expanded. He's given us insight into all these, especially Vrindavan pastimes. And then he has also, the latter part is in Dwarka. But really it's Krishna in Vrindavan listening to his Dwarka pastime. So it's all the reaction of the Brijvasis about the Dwarka. Anyway, it's the whole thing. But then there's the songs. And just listen to the Sanskrit and the meaning here. You know, one of my favorite pastimes is Dhenukasara, where Krishna kills, you know. You realize that that chapter has all the different rasas. He's out there with his friends, the Sakya Ras, and he comes back, and on the way back, the gopis greet him with they drink in they're like bee-like eyes, they're drinking the honey of the beauty of Krishna's face. There's two verses. That's the Kanjo Ras. Then he comes back, and then his mother is pampering him. Then he just, you know, he takes the role, and then the Mother Yashoda is pampering Krishna and Balaram and putting him to bed, you know. So this is a song about that scene where Mother Yashoda is pampering Krishna and Balaram. And here's the refrain, let's see if I can remember it. Harina, harina, sahadapadalina, vrjani mukamana jamani latata mitikalitam jitakalina. That's the refrain. Now harina is Krishna. Harina is Balaram with the plow, right? Harina, harina, sahadapadalina. That really describes Balaram because he's featured. He's the one who killed Dhenukasura, if you remember, right? He's ripping around, see? So ripadalina means he rips apart the enemies. Just like Dalita Hiranyakashipu, right? So Ripa Dalina. Janani Mukam, is it Janani? No. Harina Harina Sahadabadanana. Rajani Mukam. When the face of night is there, the evening time, Krishna's come back. Janani's the mother, that's Yashoda. Lalanam means she pampers him in all different kinds of ways. Harina Harina Sahadabadanana. Rajani Mukam on the Janani Latanam. Itikali Tamjita Kalina. She does it very expertly and with great love. And that's the refrain, and the rest of it, anyway, I won't go into the whole thing. But these things are all available. You know, I mean, that may be a little bit something. I've been cultivating this. Instead of learning the drum, I put all the beats up here. So, you know. So that one. Anyway, this is what, and you know, prayerfulness means becoming absorbed and then entering into the mood that was offered, just like this wonderful, these wonderful songs, you know. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. This is the, in the middle of the Govinda Lilamrita, you have that mood where the male and female parrot, they're singing for all of us and all the residents of Vrindavan. You know, that aspiring to always serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So, that's all I have in my box. If you want, I don't know if I shared this with you. I think I did the last time, but I'll end with this because it's appropriate. This poem I wrote for Prabhupada. Oh Prabhupada, we hail the day. Oh Prabhupada, we hail the day when you appear just like a ray of Krishna's vast effulgence bright to give this blind world back its sight. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts and pray with deepest love that we may serve your lotus feet in every circumstance we meet. As years go by and books go out, we see what life is all about, to serve your mission and our Lord's by spreading wide your sacred words. As well, you want us all to strive to let those words direct our lives. The safest path will lead us home, no more in Maya's realm to roam. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Go. Thank you.